House Speaker Paul Ryan announced the first of his six components to his Better Way policy agenda on Tuesday, beginning with plans to address the nation's poverty. Ryan said his approach would be a way to treat more than just the frequent results of poverty like hunger and housing difficulties, but would be a way to approach the problem more holistically.
And the problem we have had in government for too long is we think the way to fight poverty is to treat its symptoms. And when we treat the symptoms of poverty, we perpetuate poverty. We need to go at the root causes of poverty to break the cycle of poverty. And we should measure success based on results, outcomes. Are our efforts working to actually get people out of poverty instead of measuring success based on input by effort? Are we spending enough money? Do we have enough programs? Do we have enough people on these programs?
Among other things, the agenda calls for work from able-bodied people, including from recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway said at the event that a new approach could help free people from federal assistance programs.
None of us want people trapped. None of us want people stuck, mired in their circumstances. But the key is that that person needs to want to get unstuck. That person needs to want to get out of that mire circumstances, and our programs sometimes trap them there, even the ones who want out. And so that's what this Better Way is about, is trying to find those solutions that can then empower folks like Pastor Shirley and others across this entire country to do the great work that needs to get done to address poverty in our country.
Conaway's committee has conducted an extensive review of SNAP over the course of his chairmanship. In particular, Jackie Walorski, who chairs the committee's nutrition subcommittee, has spent a great deal of time conducting hearings on the matter. She said the current structure of some poverty assistance programs could be limiting the upward mobility of recipients.
We've heard in our hearings firsthand from people that are really trapped in what's called a fiscal cliff. Instead of celebrating and being happy about a promotion or the next job or the next rung out of poverty, they're full of anxiety because there is a ceiling that keeps them down. I'm so happy to be a part of a group today with Speaker Ryan and this Better Way that has taken all the words over the decades and put them into a plan that we can move through the U.S. House of Representatives in this Congress.
The plan is not without opposition. On Monday, Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro offered a preemptive strike against the agenda, expressing concern that it could lead to people being driven further into poverty. She said the programs are already working and that statistics showing an unchanged poverty rate are distorted. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.